Tantor Audio, a division of Recorded Books, presents Beware the Darkness by Alexandra Ivy. Narrated by Tanya Eby. Prologue. Asia. 1500s. The massive castle sprawled along the remote cliffs of the Himalayan range, offering a tangible symbol of the power that had been acquired by the King of Vampires. The thick stones and soaring turrets provided an impregnable fortress. As if the dozens of powerful vampires weren't enough to frighten away any potential intruder. Plus, there were layers of fey magic that hid it from the eyes of humans. The Anasso, however, hadn't been satisfied. He'd insisted on digging a honeycomb of tunnels beneath the castle that led into the mountain, providing easy escape if they were ever attacked. At the time, Tarak had applauded his master's paranoia. Since gathering the vampires beneath his rule, the Anasso had been forced to defend himself against countless assassins. After all, not every vampire was happy to be hauled out of the Dark Ages and into a unified species that worked together. For centuries, the clans had warred for dominance. It wasn't easy to become allies. Plus, the thought of a vampire nation was enough to scare the shit out of every other demon. Many of them were anxious to get rid of the Anasso, in the hopes that the vampires would fracture and retreat to their barbaric habit of killing each other. Trolls, orcs, goblins, and other fey creatures had all tried to eliminate the Anasso. It would make anyone jumpy. Now, however, Tarak wished he'd paid more attention to his instincts, which had wondered if the Anasso's retreat from his enemies was excessive, or at least he should have listened to the warnings offered by Chiron. Hadn't the young male proven to be a devoted servant? His loyalty had been unwavering since Tarak had found